Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Imagine if you'd committed a crime and instead of the expected sentence, the judge offered you a lesser, different punishment. Would you choose? Recently, a judge in the UK required a drug dealer to write a 5,000-word essay on the dangers of drugs and their effects on society. But he's not the first to hand down a strange sentence. An Ohio judge offered to reduce the fine imposed on a rap fan for playing music too loudly in his car if he spent 20 hours listening to classical music. Well, he could only stand 15 minutes before opting to pay the higher amount. Judge Nettles sentenced drink driver Cassandra, who severely injured two men, to 8 years imprisonment and also made her read the Old Testament and write an essay on the Book of Job. After Daniel stole $250,000 from a fund collected for crime victims, the judge ordered him to stand on a busy street in Houston, Texas, every weekend for 6 years while holding a sign detailing his misdemeanor. Or the Brazilian soccer player Emerson, found guilty of insulting the referee, who was banned for 6 matches that would be reduced to 5 if he spent a morning with sick children at Sao Paulo Hospice. His fine of $2,000 was given to the hospice. Emerson said, "You can't call this a punishment. It's more like a life lesson for us all." Now, we may have never committed a crime, but all of us have let God down. That sin separates us from God, and in the scheme of things means that we deserve to be punished. But the strange thing to us is that rather than punish us, He came to die in our place. Imagine an innocent person stepping forward to take the blame for the wrongs that we've done. Love like that is amazing, isn't it? Like it says in the Bible, in 1 John 4, this is what love is. It's not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the means by which our sins are forgiven. I'm Aaron Wright.